Hi, this is Pete Toon, producer at Micron. I'm just doing a phone interview with Maeve Larkin, the brand new writer that we used for Can You Keep a Secret this year. We want to basically find out from Maeve what it was like working with us as a new writer, but also from our point of view, it's the first time that we've used new people that haven't worked for Micron as a writer or actor or director before. So how was it, Maeve?
It was a very positive experience. I felt very privileged to be a part of it and very well supported and nurtured. The reasons being that the process from first draft to production had some quite formal, sort of well laid out stages to it that were very useful for me as a first time, first commissioned writer. And they were namely that after submission of the first draft, I received a very comprehensive dramaturgical feedback report, which enabled me to do the rewrite. After the rewrite, we had an R&D day with actors in a room on the script, which was obviously like the next stage and helped to do the next rewrite, which was very useful. And then it's an ongoing process. So even though we've opened the show, because of the nature of Micron, and now they're working on their other show, Can You Keep a Secret, to bed for a couple of weeks, it's enabled me to just reflect on a couple of things that I picked up on now that it shows up in the performance that I've discussed with Marianne that we're just going to make a couple of tweaks. So it's a very sort of, like I said, so I felt very nurtured as a writer, but I also felt that the collaboration was sound and is ongoing.
And do you think that it will have informed the way that you do future work, both for us if we were commissioning you again or for other companies, or do you not think that there are any transferable things in that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it was all completely new to me, so the whole thing about the relationship between writer and director, writer and musical director and composer, it's all completely new territory for me, and
yeah.
You know, it's not a science, so those boundaries aren't sort of laid out, so you negotiate them. And that was probably the thing I singly learned the most, if you like, in the whole experience, because I hadn't had that before. So I definitely feel that I've gained sort of personal skills to take elsewhere. In terms of the actual writing process, a redrafting process, well, again, I suppose redrafting was a bit of a new thing to me, because although I've written other scripts, I haven't had somebody who's commissioning them to take me through the redrafting process. So that was a new thing for me as well as a writer.
Great. And just for background, because as you know, we're recording this so that we've got a direct link so that we don't transcribe this as such, because it's part of the digital evaluation. But just for background, you've worked as an actor and actor musician for many years, haven't you? So has it been a very different experience as a writer in a rehearsal process than it is to be an actor and actor musician?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the sort of my day doing, you know, being on the front line of these shows has kind of helped inform how I write it, and in terms of style and in terms of the logistics of grabbing an instrument and grabbing a piece of costume or whatever, was helpful in having those discussions with Marianne at the early stage. I suppose writing is such a different process to actually acting.
Yeah.
I'm less clear on what. Well, those differences are more obvious, I suppose, more stark.
Yeah. Great. And just with, yeah, that's great. We've got just less than a minute left. What if anything could we improve on as a company from a writer's point of view? Then.
Oh God. I don't know. I don't want to sound kind of sycophantic, but I don't feel that from a writer's point of view, I was kind of shortchanged on anything. I tell you what I find quite hard. It was from submitting my first draft to getting my feedback took a month.
Yeah.
And so I waited for a month, and it was quite hard to sort of down tools because I couldn't carry on doing anything because obviously until I had the feedback. So it was quite hard at that stage to down tools and wait. But you know, I understand that these things probably take as long as they take. In my ideal world, I would have had that process be a bit shorter.
Brilliant. Perfect. Thank you, Maeve.
Okay.